This holiday season, experience peace and joy at World Gate Spa. Indulge in our 50-minute peppermint massage enhanced with complimentary hot stones for the ultimate relaxation. Or give the gift of serenity with a spa gift card, including up to $100 in spa credit. Treat yourself or someone you love to the perfect holiday escape. Schedule your appointment today.
This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. We have good in abundance, overflowing with good. Our cup runneth over with good today. Welcome, you beautiful, bountiful being, for tuning into the joy of living with your humble host, Barry Shore, and you tuned in to this show for one reason only. And it's the best reason in the world, because you care the most in the entire world about you, Y-O-U. And that's great, because when you become the best you, you make the world a better place. This show is only and all about you. The information that we give, the people we bring, especially today, is curated so that you become the best you. And who doesn't want that? Because when you are the best you, guess what happens? You become healthier and wealthier. As my friend Jack Canfield, the co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, said, who doesn't want that, Barry? Everybody wants to be healthier or wealthier. And that's why you tuned into The Joy of Living, because, you know, in this show, we discuss the three fundamentals of life. And when you follow these three fundamentals, you will be healthier and wealthier. First fundamental is, number one, life. Your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, number two happens. That's good number two, by the way. You go mad. Now, MAD in this case is a great acronym that stands for make a difference. You lead a purpose-driven life. You make a difference in the world. And the third fundamental is that you can uncover and unlock the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Simple example, right now we're being carried over the internet. People all around the world, by the way, you're joined at this very moment. You are joined by 613 people around the world right now. Maybe by the end of the show, we'll hit 380,000 people. And everybody's tuned in for the same reason. Following the three fundamentals of life. Your life has purpose. You can go mad, make a difference, unlock the power of everyday words and terms. WWW, what does that stand for? Ask anybody that has nothing to do with the internet. Factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for, drum roll, fanfare, da-da-da-da. What a wonderful world. And what a is a word, right? W-H-A-T-A. What a wonderful world. And we have, of course, a tip of the hat and a big thank you to Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, for enabling that song to go viral, not just touch tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet. Because whenever you hear even the opening bars of that song, what a wonderful world, what do you do right away? You can't help it, you smile. Now, SMILE is one of the most important words and acronyms you'll ever internalize, utilize, and leverage in your life, because SMILE stands for seeing miracles in life every day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, I speak in front of groups regularly, just before the pandemic, and God willing, very soon, we'll be doing face-to-face, in-person groups again. I spoke to about 5,000 plus people just before the pandemic, and people invariably raised their hands and say, hey, Barry Shore, I've been up for hours and I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Can you walk? Can you talk? Do you have water, drink, food to eat, a place to sleep, family, friends? Every single one of those is a miracle. What's the simple proof? Simple proof. 1 million plus people didn't get out of bed this morning. You know why? They died. You didn't. If you're watching this or you're listening to it, by definition, you're alive. And if you're alive, you have an obligation to live exuberantly. Obligation to live exuberantly and to share your being with the world because you make a difference. You're mad. Now, I got to tell you, people also ask me, about this, I tell the story of Barry Shore, and it makes an impression. Why? Because imagine the following, standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound, and that night be in the hospital completely, totally paralyzed, not from an automobile accident, not a spinal injury, a rare disease took over my body and rendered me quadriplegic. Nothing in my body moved. 144 days in hospital, 4 months. I was 2 years in a hospital bed in my own home. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was 4 years in a wheelchair. I had braces on both my legs, my hips to my ankles. And that was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master. But I still can't walk up a curb by myself. I can't walk up a stair by myself. And I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. It's all because of that word, smile, seeing miracles in life every day. But I got to tell you a quick story. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a couple weeks ago and says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile S-M-I-E-L? And I thought about it. Smile, sounds the same. I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes. Isn't that wonderful? What was she doing? She was creating the kind of world that she wants to live in. Create stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Rethinking, you have a brain. You have 100 billion brain cells and 130 trillion synapses connecting all those brain cells. And they're there for more than deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. The ability to do neuro-linguistic programming to change the way you think. And that's what we're going to be learning today from our amazing guest. You will be thanking me. And when you hear not only his story, but what he does and how he does it in the world. But just before we bring him on, I want to just warn everybody in advance that your humble host does use a lot of four-letter words. I even use the four-letter F-U word because it's fun. I do it for the shock value. Now, the four-letter words that we use, because we live in a world of positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, the four-letter words that we use are live, life, hope, grow, free, gift, pray, play. Four-letter words. And the four-letter F-U word is fun. Fun. Yes. F-U, capital N, capital N. People say, but Barry Shore. Fun is only spelled with 3 letters, not in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, when you see your family and your friends, you have a twinkle in your eye, a smile on your face, remember that stands for, point your fingers at F-U, everybody. But remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. They'll say, where'd you get that? So I listen to the joy of living, and Barry Shirley wants to tell the world, F-U. Speaking of that, by the way, whatever you want to know about our guest today and all the information, all the wonderful things, just go to the website, www.barryshore.com, and it will all be there. So just relax. Don't throw anything down. Don't remember anything. Just let it flow through you, around you, and over you because it's all good stuff. So just before we bring on amazing Chris, I want to urge everybody to do the following. You're going to change the world. You're going to change your life for the good. Because you're going to learn to use the 2 most powerful words in the English language, and you're going to use them 3 times a day, consciously and conscientiously. And these 2 words are, drum roll, fanfare, da-da, da-da. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. 3 times a day, consciously, conscientiously. Thanks stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama is quoted as saying, I read in his writing, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible, he says. So imagine going to the coffee shop and you order your fancy latte for $5 and you sit down and somebody brings it to you. You say, thank you. Imagine you go to the coffee shop, order your fancy latte for $5 and you sit down, a few minutes go by, nobody brings it to you. You go to the counter and say, oh, I'm sorry, we're busy. We forgot, we'll bring her a couple of minutes. Go, you sit down, a few more minutes go by, somebody brings it, you still say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out. Somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out. Somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. You're late for an appointment. You're in traffic. Somebody cuts you off and you say, thank you. You get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. And you say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. I cannot think of anybody that would more impressive and inspiring noble deeds than our dear friend who is going to share with you right now, Chris Rudin. Chris, are you there? And can you say a huge hello to 379,824 people around the world?
What's going on, everyone? How you doing? How you doing? Now, I won't remember that specific number, but right before I hopped on, I was writing down all these quotes that you were saying. So I'm like trying to message them on my phone. I'm like, oh, that was so good.
When was the last time somebody said F you to you, Chris, and you laughed?
I laughed so hard. I was like, please don't cut to my screen now because I'm laughing. And that would be absolutely ridiculous.
Okay, everybody. I am so delighted to share this wondrous being, this animated, unique, special person who literally is going to share with us insights and help us understand some of the most vital issues of our day. And they revolve around three things: your mind, your body, and your ability to include others, thinking about others. So let's start right away with the mindset. And I'm just going to give a brief introduction, Chris, if I may. I'm only going to mention a few words because if I talk about his whole CV, it'll take too long. I want you to understand a few things about Chris. You're looking at this handsome, dynamic being. You say, wow, that's a great guy. I want to listen to him. You do. He also happens to be an amputee. He also happens to be limb differential, different than most other people on the planet. He's also a professional speaker. He also happens to have diabetes. So he had a lot of stuff going on. And I have a great acronym for stuff we'll talk about later. So I just want to give that as a backdrop that when Chris speaks about mindset, he's coming from a place where the mind really is the master, because he recognizes his body is secondary to the mind. So Chris, let's just jump right in. A big hello and start giving us some insights. What does it mean to be an amputee, limb difference, diabetic, and use all that as a springboard for life?
I guess I should start in the beginning. No, being born with a limb difference, being born and then having the majority of your hand amputated, especially in a lower socioeconomic area. And I wish I could say that's how I felt from the beginning, but it's just not, you know.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't. Otherwise, yeah. You'd be weird.
It would be weird. There's no good story that starts off great and finishes great. There has to be
a dynamic level. This is the hero's journey.
Exactly.
Hello.
And I definitely went through that, as most people do. So in kind of going through that, I felt like a monster my entire life. I felt like a synonym for disability, which is weak or broken or useless or helpless. And my entire life, I felt like I was never enough, and I was born to not be enough, and I was destined to not be enough. And I created this glass ceiling of potential on who I could become because of what I didn't have. And being an amputee, being bullied and going through depression and going through turning to bad things and getting diabetes was actually the best thing that ever happened to me, because it was that perspective shift that says, I can't be this broken, weak, useless, helpless kid who also is diabetic, who also has an autoimmune disease. There has to be more to life than what I was given. And I found that there was, and it had nothing to do with my disability and everything to do with the way I thought about who I was.
I'm going to say three words to Chris, and it's going to reverberate around the world. You ready? I love you. Look at that laugh. Look at that smile. Okay, I want to unpack a few of the things that you said. May I?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's take a look. I wrote down some words. Monster. Diagnosis. Gift. So let's try and connect them in the most positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant way possible. It is not possible to be a kid. I don't care, by the way, what socioeconomic area you grew up in, because it happens in the wealthiest neighborhoods or the lowest neighborhoods, except the really lowest neighborhoods, you would have been killed. So, okay, that didn't happen. Thank God. No gunshots. But the bullying is a factor. It's interesting to say monster, because let's take a look at something. In today's world, what do they call these things? These superheroes, right? Now, a superhero, if you looked at Thor or the Mighty Hulk, right? It would be very easy to think of those beings as monsters. Absolutely. Until they recognized that their superpowers didn't turn them into monsters, but into masters.
100%.
And that's what you did. And here's something that I can relate to a lot. And again, most people listen, hundreds of thousands of people listening to us right now, they've never been through paralysis or amputation, et cetera, et cetera. But everybody can relate to the following. This word I'm going to use. Ready? Diagnosis is not destiny. When I got to the hospital, they wheeled me out and had taken home. I'm quadriplegic. Nothing in the body moves. And the doctors were very kind, said, Mr. Shaw, you know, you're never going to walk again. And we have things to help you, to take care of you. You'll be good. We'll do the best we can with you. Now, did I smile and say, ha, 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 of course I'm going to walk again? Well, I did, actually. I could barely move. I could barely speak above a whisper. But in my mind, I wasn't listening. And I created this short phrase, diagnosis is not destiny. Now, you didn't have half a century like I did to build up to that. You had to do it as a kid, but you understood it, because the six most important words that any human being will ever use in their life are choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Chris chose the following. He used what he had, which were all in one column considered negatives, and he chose to recognize them as a gift.
I want to add to that too, because you said, I love that phrase, diagnosis is not destiny. Let's add to that and add a little more alliteration, because
yes!
I really like it as well.
Yes.
Decision is destiny. Your decision creates your destiny, and you have that opportunity to create new decisions and a new destiny every single day, every single moment. And, you know, we talk about seeing things as a negative. People like, oh, you're disabled, I'm so sorry. Or they apologize, or they pray. Or why is being different something you should be sorry for? Is it really negative? Is anything in life really negative? Or do things things just happen. We exist and we sprinkle an extra story. It's like if you go to a restaurant and someone makes you food, you don't bring all the seasonings from your cabinet and add it. Why over-season something that's already seasoned? I have a disability. That's where the story ends, unless I decide to tell myself a worse or a better story. And that just shows that we have the ability, the decision to create a destiny from a diagnosis that might have been seen as bad, but now my health issues have been turned into wealth issues, and not money, but power, but impact, but value. I've been able to turn adversity into an advantage. The thorn bush no longer has roses. The rose bush might have a few thorns. Perspective shift is everything.
Okay, this is so wonderful. There's a wonderful, Chris and I, God willing, will be sharing many stages throughout our life. By the way, we're sharing a stage now.
Absolutely.
We're going to share other stages as well in person and such. But there's a great phrase that we like to use called shift happens. The only interesting thing about shift happens is that for some reason, Chris, people drop that F. They just don't, they can't pronounce that shift.
You know, I think shift happens quite a lot in my day.
Right, exactly. But you just gave me a great acronym for the word DID. What does DID stand for? Decision is destiny. I have, thank you. I love it. And we're going to add to these things. So here's what Chris is sharing with us. Listen to these words, these words of insight, because it is power. He has turned his health issues into wealth. Now, by the way, health is a great acronym. Would you like to hear it?
Absolutely.
Because this is what you do. This is what you do. Helping everyone achieve life through happiness.
I love
That's real health. Helping everyone achieve life through happiness. I want you to raise your arm for a moment, both arms. Good. Now, I want everybody to see that the power arm, you can't tell which is right. You see, because that's the genius of life. And I also want you to do the following, okay? Because, I mean, if I do it, what's the big deal? Give us a little muscle, kid. Ah! And the other side, too, please.
I just wear tight shirts to make me look big.
Good. We're going to talk about the school that you went to, because some people call it university. Chris is smart enough, clever enough, intelligent enough to know that the greatest university is adversity. He went to adversity and he graduated. Actually, he's still in process. What he did is he graduated. He has a degree, summa cum laude, and they asked him to stay and teach. That's how well he did at adversity. Because when you do that, when you approach adversity in any situation, it could be physical, mental, emotional, psychological, all these things work together to give you your main dish. And what are you going to do with it? As he said, if it was prepared by somebody else, and you're not going to add ingredients to it, what are you going to do with it? You're going to relish it. You're going to enjoy it. So let's go through and talk about a specific incident, if you'd be so kind, that gave you an ability to toughen up, as it were. Like you say, people look at me, oh, I'm so sorry. What are you sorry about? Hello, am I alive?
I think there are two versions of toughen up, and I did both of them. One is a more ineffective way, and one is an effective way. So I'll share two short stories. The first time I ever really encountered pain or heartache around something I never asked for, my disability, was when I went up in front of the class in middle school to ask the prettiest girl in school, this girl named Crystal, I wanted to ask her out. And I finally worked up the courage. It would have been my first girlfriend. I was so excited, you know. And I went up to her desk. I'll never forget. I turn around because all my friends are laughing. I'm like, guys, stop. You're gonna ruin this. I turn back around. She's making fun of my residual limb with a stapler, calling me Clawboy. From that moment, I shoved my hand in my pocket and I hid my disability for 17 years, up until a few years ago. So from there, I pretended to be confident. I pretended to be happy. I lived everything you're talking about in this show, but from a false sense of non-authenticity,
mm-hmm.
False sense of confidence. Now, the more effective way, I was speaking at an event, 2000 type 1 diabetics, walking down this long hallway. I just finished my keynote, and there was this little girl that had been following me around the entire time. I was still hiding my disability under a glove, and I pretended to be confident, but I wasn't. But everyone thought I was the happiest, most confident, you know, cool guy in the world. This little girl, about 7 years old, grabs my limb that I was hiding. So I'm freaking out, you know, in my head. I'm like, what? And she looks at me in the eye. She's just swinging my arm. She's like, it's okay. You don't have to hide around me.
Oh, Chris.
And that was the first time I ever felt like I was seen. I performed my entire life, but it was the first time I felt like me. It was the first time I felt seen and authentic. And that moment gave me an initial boost of confidence to say, maybe there's a good life with who I am and not who I want to be perceived as. Maybe I don't need to manufacture happiness. Maybe I can actually just be happy. Maybe my condition is not destiny. You know, maybe my diagnosis is not destiny. Maybe I can make a better decision around my diagnosis to be successful, and not from money, because I was fine with money, but from happiness.
You are blessed, sir. You were touched by an angel, And it had to be, by the way, someone around the age of seven. Because somewhere between six and eight is what we call the ideal age for something called SOW, which you have now, Chris. SOW stands for sense of wonder. Never lose that around a 6 to 8 year old. So once they get above that, they get into the system. And the system, by the way, the system has what you have, that they become limb differentiated because they get squished, put in a box, and it's hard to break through. It takes years, actually. It takes years to break through the system. But this one being came and touched you where you were most vulnerable, on what we call your Achilles heel. And because of that, allowed you to blossom. How wonderful. What a great story.
That was probably the longest walk and most effective walk of my life. The hallway was probably a 5 minute walk, but right. It seemed like an eternity, you know, but I credit those little powerful moments. And now it's my job to be that person I never really had growing up, to give those moments back to people who need them most, because I needed that 17 years ago. You know, I'm just fortunate that that happened and helped me position to make better decisions for myself.
So you use this word gift, beautiful four-letter word, and you use the word share. Share is a wonderful acronym. It stands for spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy. That's what you do, Chris, spreading happiness and rejuvenating energy. And my belief is, based on the second story, even the first story, by the way, the first story needed to happen because that pain of rejection caused a shift for you, caused you to hide. By hiding, you said, I'm going to come out with a false front. It took some time, whatever the period of time is, in this case, 17 years, for you to now be touched by the magic of the world, by that same girl, by the way. You didn't know that. It was the same exact girl that you met in, that you're going to ask out in middle school. She was just in a different body now. You hear that? And now she came over and touched you. And it's like the Snow White story where the prince kisses the, or you were the frog, whatever you were, you know, and just, woo! You're now really Chris Rudin. Wow. And the world needs you. We love you. You are the embodiment. You're here to spread happiness and rejuvenating energy. But it's only when you recognize that what you are in total, and you're made up of amputee and limb differential and diabetic and speaker and motivator, all of those are just pieces. When you put them together, what happens? You become you. And as we said in the beginning of this show, the joy of living, it's not about Chris, it's not about Barry, it's about you. You, the one who's watching right now. Because that's the reason that Chris is here. That's the reason Barry's on the planet. We're here to be ourselves. And by being ourselves, we literally, thank God, are able to touch others. And when you can touch others like the angel that touched you, then the magic happens. Like you said, there's a thorn bush and then there's a rose bush. Roses, who doesn't like them? It has thorns. So it protects the rose. Isn't that great? Oh, this is just so much fun. Thank you so much. Well, we've got lots of comments coming in and such. We're going to go to a quick break right now because people love to support our show and such like that. But we're going to come back with Chris and we're going to go deep into the ideas that we've been discussing in mindset, inclusion, adversity, and your mental health. So stay right here. Don't go away. There's more Chris Rudin. Come back after this brief message. Imagine the kind of place you would want to shop for your favorite fur baby pet. HonestPets.co. Well, you found it. HonestPets.co, not .com, .co. This is your go-to spot for the best, the cleanest
pet treats that exist anywhere on the planet. All of the brands go through a rigorous review to make sure they meet the high standards of cleanliness, health benefits, and naturalness. This site was started by a husband and wife team, and it's veteran-owned, and that care about pets, especially dogs and cats, and coming soon, bird treats. These are very nice young people who really care about making a difference, because a portion of proceeds go to support veteran organizations with a focus on service dogs. This is the place where you want to go. You want to tell your friends. This has the finest, yummiest, freshest, all-natural treats and stuff for your fur baby. So go there, honestpets.co. honestpets.co. Do it now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Now, we're going to be discussing, are you ready? Pain. But Barry, sure, you're all about joy. That's true. But there is pain also in the physical being on the way to joy, at least for me. I have a personal struggle because I swim 2 miles a day, 6 days a week, and there's a constant pain in the neck and in the shoulders because I'm swimming a lot. Now, over 500,000 people in pain have used Curable to improve their lives. Curable is an app, and most of it is completely free. And I urge you, get this app set up. Go to getcurable.com/joy. Getcurable.com/joy. And if you ever decide to upgrade your Curable app, you'll get 50% off the retail price just by using our link, which again is getcurable.com/joy. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. I did it, and I went from pain to joy. You'll thank me. Best wishes. Bye now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, and we have found good in abundance and a being. His name is Chris Rudin. He is a special being. No more special, though, than anybody else on the planet. Okay, he's an amputee. He has a limb differential. He's diabetic. He's a motivational speaker. He is inspirational. He lives to serve and to share with others. And he does it by using his mind to make positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant decisions. Because as he said, decision is destiny. Decision is destiny. And that is the key. Remember, we talked about the six most important words you'll ever learn. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. We have chosen to have Chris on the show today because he touches the very essence of what life is about. Let's talk now about, we went deep into mindset. We've talked about mental health and well-being and how human beings can touch each other, whether they're 7 years old, 30 years old, or 72 years old. Age is beside the point. The real key is hope. Hope stands for helping others progress every day. And that's what you do, Chris. But let's talk about the reality of inclusion. How is it that people who do have, visible issues, we'll call them infirmities, disabilities, whatever they are, work in the public sector? Because people are, let's be blunt, tough. They want to be sweet, but they don't know how to, because they live with the word, I'm sorry, they pity, et cetera, et cetera. And we just want to be us. How do you deal with inclusion, Chris?
I think it's a big issue in the disability space. You know, we have to lay the groundwork in that disability is the largest minority in the world. 1 in 4 people have a disability, and disability does not discriminate. It doesn't care if you're black, white, yellow, gay, straight, anything. Everyone is welcome, unfortunately, to the disability minority. Mm-hmm. So disability does not mean less than. Disability does not mean broken or that you should pity me or pity us. Disability can be physical, cognitive, mental. Disability can be not visible, you know? There are so many elements, but in such a large group, 1 in 4, you'd agree that that's a large group. Inclusion is still an issue in this world. Even for me as a person with, you know, one hand, but technically like 7 hands, because I have a bunch of these, you know?
Wait a minute. Do you have, by the way, do you have them in different colors?
I have them in different positions, rock climbing hand. I have all kinds of stuff. So I can take this off and I can do all kinds of stuff. So yeah, you know, I've learned to accept that. But when we talk about inclusion, you go into a bathroom and most of the napkin holders say, grab with both hands. I'm like, well, can't do that. You go to a fast food restaurant and on the box it says, you're going to need two hands for this. I'm like, well, can't do that. There's so many little things, you know, not to mention accessibility, stairs, things like that for people who are in wheelchairs. There's so many issues. And that's why I felt like a one-handed guy living in a two-handed world for so long, because I told myself this story that the world was out to get me. And it wasn't until I realized.
This is so important.
It is. It is.
I want you to say it again. You thought.
I thought. It was me. The story I told myself. Right. I told myself. And this is, it requires what we talked about previously, a deep level of awareness to realize that the world is not doing anything to you. The world is just existing. We are existing in it and we choose to take from it and add to it what we can. Like you said, choice, not chance. So I chose to tell myself the story of the world hates me, the world doesn't include me, the world, all this stuff, until I realized, no, but it is my job. It's my responsibility to help other people in my community. And I don't mean responsibility. I mean responsibility. It's my ability to respond to anything that I don't like or that I do like and add value and impact.
Let me pause you there, because you're making such remarkably important points. Chris said it's his responsibility. Yes, responsibility. It may be his, he must do that. But it's ability to respond in a positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant way. That takes a great mindset to be able to do. Thank you. So let's keep going. So you're giving a great response. So you were telling yourself, though, negative stuff, and then you switched.
I switched to realize that, you know, it's not my disability that bothers me. There are always going to be tedious things and struggles that we all deal with. The universal language is adversity. The universal language is struggle. We all will face that. And we couldn't appreciate happiness and positivity without hurt, pain, and all the dynamics that life offer. Growth comes from experiencing both. And if you only chase one without the other, happiness is on the same spectrum as sadness or depression or hurt or struggle. You need all of those elements to get to that thing, you know? So for me, I was like, what can I do to help the community? Instead of saying, oh, life hates me, I started saying, what can I do? How can I make this better? I started working with brands like Nike and Tommy Hilfiger with adaptive clothing, magnets instead of buttons for people who struggle with that.
Yes, yes.
Being more of an advocate, helping where I see the help is needed. Who am I to assume that the world is supposed to service my needs? I can't expect to sit back and say, well, no one's doing this for me. Why am I not doing for me? How can I ask of others what I'm not willing to do myself? So I stepped up. And I feel the most amount of fulfillment and purpose from solving problems instead of complaining about them. I want to be the change I wish to see and not change what I'm seeing. You know, I want to be able to give back because I want to give to other people what I wish I had growing up. And now that's my job.
What a great job. What a great job description. And you're succeeding. By the way, I am a big advocate of, you're right, magnets instead of buttons. And I love Velcro instead of zippers and things like that. But people don't know that until you get into positions, right? I mean, again, I was years and years in wheelchair, and I still can't walk up a stair by myself. But hey, I'm vertical and ambulatory with my... I want to talk about weightlifting. Do you ever lift weights? You have muscles. How'd you get those muscles?
So I currently have one world record and four state records in powerlifting.
Excuse me, you're rattling. I want to hear it a little bit slower. No, I'm saying. Let's say it again.
Oh, but I have one world record. One world record and four state records in powerlifting against non-disabled people. So my record in deadlift is 675 pounds. And I lift very regularly. I just won my first bodybuilding competition as well. After 10 years of telling myself I would never be willing to put myself in a vulnerable position to judge my body because I did that myself for so long, I accomplished a decade-long goal, and I happened to win against non-disabled people. It wasn't about the winning. It was about the decision that I am worth more than the condition that hurt me most.
Okay, this is so vital. Again, remember, we have hundreds of thousands of people that are listening and watching, and they're all around the world. A very large contingent in India and in China, throughout Africa, Australia, Europe, United States, Latin America, not just here in the United States. I mean, all over the world. The words that you are saying, the accomplishments that you've done, and he's talking about powerlifting 675 pounds. I want to put that in perspective. How much do you weigh, Chris?
I weighed 181 pounds when I did that.
Okay, so I'm doing quick math. That's about four times your weight. No, more, actually. Five times your weight. Maybe even six. It's about 5 plus 9. 675 people. And notice what he said. He went into the contest as a weightlifter. He didn't go into the contest as a disabled weightlifter. He went into the contest as a weightlifter, competed, and won, because it's about the outcome, but it began with the mind. I'm going to share with you, wonderful Chris, one of the most powerful acronyms that I have built and I share with people around the world, and it changes lives. Because the most important talk you'll ever hear, and you know this better than anybody, is self-talk. Am I correct?
Absolutely.
What you hear from other people, yeah, okay, it bounces off. You become emotionally bulletproof. You learn how to utilize all of that stuff. Negative, positive, doesn't matter, by the way. But self-talk is the key. Self-talk stands for the following. Recognizing that you are a soul experiencing life fully, teaching always love and kindness. Teaching always love and kindness to you. If a great friend comes over to you, dear beloved person, and wants to confide in you and needs your advice and your help, you're not just going to sit there. You're not just going to use your ears. You're going to be there. You're going to hear. You're going to listen. You're going to process. And you're going to be able either to give the best possible advice. Maybe not even in the moment. You want to think about it. But you're there for that other person in love and kindness. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Doing it for oneself is more difficult than listening to a friend. Am I correct?
100%.
But when you begin to do it for yourself, when your self-talk is teaching always love and kindness to yourself, what happens? You now become a world record holder in powerlifting. Because, I mean, the analogy is so beautiful. What is he doing? He's powerlifting. He's putting 675 pounds of pure metal over his head with two hands and been holding a world record. One person out of billions of people on the planet with what others perceive as a disability, but he recognizes is his gift. And he's sharing it with the world now. Chris, you are a cog, a channel of goodness, a child of God. It is absolutely wonderful. But you're right, inclusion is an issue. But when we recognize that it's the largest minority in the world, as you said, and it's up to the individual to step up and step out and say, what can I do to help? See, when you ask the question, what can I do to help, you'll get answers. If you sit in a corner and bemoan and bewail your situation, then you'll get heartache. So what would you rather do? Have answers and be of benefit, or have heartache? Unfortunately, most people choose heartache until they recognize that decision is destiny. Chris, we're coming up, unfortunately, to the end of our time together. I'm going to ask you three questions. Number one, will you come back again?
Absolutely. That goes without saying.
Okay, good. I'm glad you said it, though. Number two, I'm going to put you on the spot, and I'm going to ask you, you got 80 seconds only to answer this question. You ready?
Absolutely.
What is your most fervent desire?
My desire is to continue doing what I'm doing. I feel like I've accomplished everything I want to accomplish in life, and I just want to keep going. I want to empower other people who are struggling to become speakers. I love speaking, and I want to speak for the rest of my life. And I have found my purpose. I found my passion, and I just want to keep doing it.
Wow. And we are more than overjoyed that you found it and you want to keep doing it. Because again, you live in a fog, actually. Did you know that? You're a fountain of gratitude.
I love it. I love it.
Because when you become you, you see, by the way, again, this show is not about Chris. Chris is amazing and wonderful. And again, everything you want to know about Chris, go to www.whatawonderfulworld.barryshore.com and everything about him will be there. You want to learn more about this amazing being because he's not just miraculous. He lived through and with struggle. And it's only with struggle that you go on the hero's journey. So what I'm going to do now is give you a hug in front of hundreds of thousands of people. Then I'm going to give a blessing to everybody. And we'll do a quick wrap up because you're coming back again. So I have more to talk about. So just want to let you know, HUG stands for Harmonizing Unlimited Giving. Harmonizing Unlimited Giving. Are you ready, sir?
I love it.
One, two, three. Roar!
I love it. I love it.
I just hugged the guy who can put 675 pounds over it. So our blessing, remember everybody, the joy of living with your humble host, Barry Shore. It's about you, you becoming the best you possible. When you do that, you become healthier and wealthier. And that's why following the three fundamentals of life. Number one, life. Your life has purpose. Chris just told us he's found his purpose and he's going to live it to the full. Live your purpose. And the result of that is you will go mad. Mad is a great acronym. It stands for make a difference. When your thoughts are in good, your speech is in good, your deeds are in good, you're spiritually aligned, you're a spiritual chiropractor in good, you make a difference. And the third piece is unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. WWW, what a wonderful world. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day, or as my niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world you want to live in. You create your own world, as Chris has taught us, causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Use four-letter words. Life, love, grow, hope, free, gift, play, pray. Four-letter words. And tell the world, F you. Capital N, capital N. Say, where'd you get that? Barry Shore, the joy of living. Remember to add that capital N, capital N. Use the two most powerful words in the English language three times a day, consciously and conscientiously. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Chris. Thank you. Three times a day, consciously, conscientiously. You will change yourself, your family, your friends, and that ripple effect never stops. There's no boundaries to the goodness that you can bring into the world. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Right, Chris?
Absolutely.
Therefore, be kind always. Keep inspiring noble deeds like Chris. Connect in nature daily. So our blessing for you is go forth. Live exuberantly. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
Everybody, make it a great one. Go forth. Bye now.